This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 2 of our podcast. Last week you had me and Ruby. But this week, it's the boys' week, the only boys' week. Here in the group is me, Dylan, we've got Tyler, we've got Noah, and Bree.
Well, I'll say I'm not a boy, but...
We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. And how about we do a round of introducing ourselves and sharing why you think you are worth listening to? Tyler, you may start.
Hello, I'm Tyler. I am 17 and I go to Kaikoura Valley College. I think I'm worth listening to because I want to kind of share my opinion on how we can help the community. So like running events, just, you know, doing stuff in general for the community.
Seems fair.
Love it. Me next. I'm Noah. I'm hoping I'm a memorable character and you remember me from the last episode. I am 23. I no longer go to school, but I did go to King's High School, and I'm very excited to be here. Welcome to all the listeners. Really nice to have all 3 million of you with us.
Yeah. Thanks, Noah. I'm Bree, for those who don't know me, and I'm a youth worker at Great Britain Island Community Network, and I'm 22. I'm not at school anymore. I would have had to be held up back a couple years if I still went, but I went to Hilda's. It was a great time, but yeah, now I'm here. I'm super stoked to be, work with everyone who's being a part of this podcast and just here to make you guys have the best time that you guys can, hopefully, and have some good bants.
My name is Dylan. I am 14.
My name.
I am 14 years old. I go to Tairi College in Mosgiel, and I... Definitely, I'm the most memorable person here for being here that last week and being a person who was talking, and I feel like I'm worth listening to because I have some really great opinions and some good things to talk about.
Mm. You're a day one-er, eh?
Yeah.
Week in, week out, we've got Dylan.
Yep.
I love the way Dylan introduces himself. It wasn't so bad there, but we did like a test podcast this week and he goes, "My name is Dylan." And I was like, "Where are you from?"
My name is Dylan.
My name is Dylan.
My name is Hillbilly the Third.
Cracks me up.
Oh, maybe we should see how many accents Dylan can do throughout this whole podcast.
Yeah, see if you can just slip him in.
Slip him in without us noticing.
If you can get away with it, I've got a good ear, so.
Yeah. That'd be pretty good.
Here's a challenge for you.
Yeah.
I like that. A podcast challenge. Take it away. Good luck. We've got a new segment today, eh? This is a new segment.
Yeah.
So,
This is two truths and a lie. So, each of us will share three things about ourselves. Two are true and one, well, obviously, a total lie. It's up to the group, the rest of the group, to guess which one's fake. There's no reveal until the end. And wherever you're listening from, you can join in, have a go for yourself. Can you spot the lie?
Who first?
I feel like Noah should go first.
Me?
Yeah.
Righto. Should we focus on one person, work out the lie, and then move on? Or?
Yep, yeah, that cool. Seems like a good
All right.
system.
I'll give you my three things about me. Three facts or not. Firstly, I am overcompetitive, and it is a kryptonite, e.g. a weakness of mine, that I'm overcompetitive, true or false. Secondly, on my first day of high school, I rocked a mullet, and basically I wanted to present as like a bit of a cool farmer boy, rocked a mullet to my first day of high school. And thirdly, this might throw you off, thirdly, I got quite obsessed with tanning when I was younger, and, you know, I wanted to get that brown skin. You know, the ladies love the...
Polly boys.
Yeah, exactly. See, Bree's hopping on that right away. And I used to use baby oil to turn myself brown because like a roast chicken in an oven with oil, you go darker. Okay, that's all I'll say. Which one is it?
I feel like it's got to be that second one, because I believe that you would be obsessed with tanning using baby oil. It's just a Noah thing.
Dang it. Well, that's what does the rest of the group think?
What do you guys think?
I mean, I think Tyler needs to go first, because I knew you back in high school, so.
I feel like it's the first one.
The first one?
Yeah. What,
being over competitive?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, you might be on the right train of thought there, Tyler. Bree, what would you add to the conversation?
I'd like to add that, I feel like I've seen Tan Noah before. Have I? Maybe. But I think that it's number two, as well as Dylan, because Noah does have a story about his first day of high school.
I love to tell that story.
Not the best.
And it's not the mullet one.
It's not a mullet. I wasn't sure you'd remember that. Yep.
Yeah.
No, 2-1. It was indeed the haircut. My mum gave me a bald spot.
I'm so great.
Mum, I didn't have a mullet the first year. That, you know, short back and sides, comb over.
A lot of haircuts, though.
And I had a bald spot first day of high school, but that's, we don't need to worry about that. Who's going next?
Oh, do you want me to go next?
Yeah, you can go next.
I'll go next. Mine are a bit more lame than Noah's. Mine are about, I guess, yeah, pop culture and movies. My first one is I've never watched Titanic. Second, I had a wall filled up with Twilight posters growing up.
Ugh.
Number three, I had a Hunger Games fan Insta account as when I was a teenager.
I believe it is she's never watched Titanic.
Yeah.
To be honest, because that seems like a Bree thing to do. And I know her. She was certainly obsessed with things such as Hunger Games and Twilight.
So much
and,
to make an Instagram account. That's
yes.
out there. Like, there's this type of
yes, definitely
person that does that. And they're good, still good people. But, you know, it's just out there. It's just sorry. Out there, right? So it's true. She's going to get a bit
but,
of a
lead. I believe it, but. That it's she's never watched Titanic. Because even I haven't watched Titanic.
Okay.
Neither.
So you think. Wait, you're saying she has.
Hasn't.
But that's what I said.
Her claim is that the true thing is she hasn't. Titanic. So she's claiming she has seen it.
Oh.
Well, if it's
no,
false.
No, I've said that I've never watched Titanic.
Oh, yeah. Then I believe it's the Wall of Twilight then.
Nice.
Oh, I'm just a bit stupid.
Tyler, anything to add?
I'm going to have to go for the first one again.
You think it's the... You think she actually has seen the Titanic?
Yeah.
I was talking with someone recently that hasn't seen it, and I just can't remember if it was Bree.
What one do you think it is, Noah?
I think Twilight was big when we were growing up, so I can see that. I can see you being interested in that. I'd be surprised if the Hunger Games is true. It's also a weird thing to think up, but you have a creative brain. But I'm going to say you had seen the Titanic. I'm going to say it's the third. You didn't make a Hunger Games.
Oh, so that's a one for each.
One for each, okay.
Oh, so there's going to be a winner here.
What's the prize?
And
$1 million.
The lie is I had a wall filled up with Twilight posters growing up.
Oh.
I had a wall filled up with Harry Potter and Hunger Games posters growing up.
Fair
so
enough.
You did have a Hunger Games account.
I shared it with my friend. It was a Hunger Games trivia account.
Oh, oosh.
We actually had some followers.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
I was a massive nerd, still am.
Yeah.
Keep that a bit more. That's a bit
so not you surprising.
You guess
that
right.
Was me.
Well done, Dylan.
Yo, yeah,
nice job,
Dylan. I knew Twilight wouldn't have been one of her favourite things. Totally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Totes. This is your turn now.
Oh, my turn. Oh, mine's a bit, you know. Okay.
Out there?
Yeah. Good. Okay. So the first one is I made a family think I was crazy because I crashed a motorbike and laughed it off. I bruised one of my ribs. And kind of walked home like nothing happened.
Wow.
The other thing I did was when I was younger, I pushed my brother off of the couch and he hit his head on the corner of a table.
Oh.
And like, he had like a small indent for a bit. And the last one.
Isn't that three?
No, the rib cage was part of the first
one.
So motorbike accident, pushing his brother, and thirdly?
The third one is that I absolutely despise Harry Potter and, like, Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
Really?
That's awkward, considering
despise is big.
Yeah.
Has he come up with that on the spot? What did you say? Harry Potter and the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't think I've ever heard him talk about them.
I practiced this like six times.
See, I totally believe the Mason one about his brother.
Yeah, pushing his brother. Yeah, and the motorbike one.
That's definitely got to be a Dylan thing.
Dylan's pretty tough.
But
nah,
I reckon.
Not really.
Is there a Harry Potter video game I've seen you play?
There's Lego games. I know that.
I've seen someone playing it recently. I don't know if it was Dylan.
That was probably Ruby May. Ruby May, the other one.
Yeah, I don't know. That's actually kind of hard, eh?
What do you reckon, Tyler? What are you saying is the lie?
Make some decisions here.
Surely the third one. Surely you've seen them.
Okay.
Okay, Dylan's going for, I mean, Tyler's going for number three.
Yeah, I also think despising Harry Potter is the lie.
Despise is a pretty strong word.
I'd like to actually, just to be different, I'm going to go with the first option because I think maybe Dylan hurt something else other than his ribs. But I also can't believe the story, but I just am like, maybe he's hurt, done something other than else than Bruce's ribs, like broke his foot or something, I don't know.
Okay, so what, we got 2-4 the despise Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings and stuff, and we got 1-4 the motorbike accident. And the lie was actually the motorbike accident.
What?
Oh, I did. You won, but I did actually crash a motorbike and make the family think I was crazy by laughing it off, but I didn't break one of my ribs. I bruised like six of them, and I ended up having gashes and like cuts and bruises and stuff all up my side.
Yowch.
And I've actually got an image on my phone of the cuts on my leg.
Yikes.
Let's take a look at it afterwards.
Yeah.
If you want to see it, head up our socials, which don't exist yet.
It was a bit.
Well.
Fiacco on TikTok.
Hit us up. That's where you'll see us. Mr. Tyler.
What?
Round us off. Throw us off.
So, one, I have three siblings. Two, I have been bitten by a dog and I have a scar on my arm.
For the listeners at home, he is wearing sleeve shirts, so we cannot work out that one.
And three, I own a car.
Oh.
I bet he doesn't have three siblings. I bet he's got like two or something.
Actually, I know he's got at least one.
We know it's one sibling.
No, but at least one. Dog attack. Owns a car.
Did you bus
you? I've never
today?
Seen you drive.
I didn't bus you.
I've never seen you
Can
drive.
You
that doesn't
license?
Mean you don't own a car.
Do you have your license on you?
Not on me. I don't. No. I don't have my wallet.
We won't ask to see your arm because that might
That'll
be
cheating.
I feel like he didn't have like he just didn't want to take his car, or maybe like he had no like money for gas. So like I believe him.
Yeah.
With the car thing, because he is also 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's believable.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the three siblings.
Okay.
You may have more than Levi, but I believe the other two. I think you're an honest guy.
What about you, Rue?
Yeah. I don't know, eh? I might go with... Yeah, I believe the dog one. I don't know, and I don't know if you have either three siblings or a car, but I'm going to go with, also, with Noah, go with, I don't think you have three siblings.
And me. All right.
And did you go with that one as well?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally thought you went for the car one.
Oh, no.
Okay. Reveal your answer, Tyler.
Well, I do, in fact, have three siblings.
Damn.
Two of them live in Christchurch with their mum.
Ah.
I, in fact, do have a dog bite and a scar on my arm, but I do not own a car, at least not yet.
Well played. Well played. Cool. Well played. So did anyone get that one right?
No.
No.
Nope, we all were the same.
No, I totally got that one right.
Who got the most right overall? I don't think I got any.
I don't think I got
I got one.
I got two.
Oh, Dylan. Round of applause for
did
Dylan.
I get another one? Yeah, I did. I got two as well.
Yeah, good stuff.
Nice job, Dylan. Hey. Hi, good.
All right. We worked out when we were doing a wee practice that we practiced podcast last week that you guys are both quite interested in video games. I thought we might have a bit of a chat about that because we're hoping there's some listeners out there, young and old, They also really like video games. If you can't see, you can't see Dylan right now, but he's got like a bit of a smolder. He's very excited. He's excited to chat video games, and we're excited to hear. And hopefully, the listeners at home are too. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know much about video games. So I thought I'd ask you guys some questions. So, which video games are hot at the moment? Like, what's the cool ones?
Probably definitely gotta be like the main three. You know, Fortnite, Roblox, Minecraft.
Yeah.
Minecraft is still big. I loved that when I was a kid.
Minecraft is the number one game at the moment.
Really?
I feel like it went through a bit of a recession though. Like it was not cool for a bit to play Minecraft.
Yeah, it's because of when Microsoft and stuff bought Minecraft off of Notch. They kind of like messed up a bunch of times. Yeah. So, like, they messed up a bunch of updates and stuff. They messed up a bunch and they didn't listen to the community at all. Yeah. And then they started, like, adding in more and more stuff more regularly and, like, just, you know.
So, did Microsoft still own it?
Yeah.
But they've started listening to people.
No, they've just started to add more stuff more regularly that people like.
Yeah, I agree. What's the Mojang? You always see that when you load in.
Mojang, it's like a company.
Okay.
So it's like a completely different.
It's a company owned by Microsoft.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So Tyler, what ones do you play slash are cool right now?
Honestly, I mean, there's a game that I know of called Warzone. Still pretty hot at the moment. They brought back the old map. Yep. It's still pretty running smooth. Mm. Yeah.
Is that your favourite game at the moment, Tyler?
I wouldn't say my favourite, but it's definitely up there.
Sick. What's your favourite game then?
Honestly, I don't really have like a favourite, like top list favourite.
What's your most hours played on a game then?
Most hours? Like maybe 36 days on a game.
What? And what game was this?
I think it was Rainbow Six Siege.
Never heard of it.
Neither. Rainbow Six.
My most hours played on a game is like, what? It's gotta be Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With frickin' Far Cry 5.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. Far Cry
being second, but I have spent like 150 days worth of Minecraft, and I have traveled over 700 million blocks.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. That's crazy. I'm no gamer, but Minecraft back when I was year 8 was the big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Year 7 and 8. And we'd just play it all the time. And I think that'd be my most played game. Well, probably actually the only game I've played, but definitely my most played game then.
Imagine.
Agreed. I made a Minecraft YouTube video. Stream for video.
I used to do
YouTube videos.
Tuxedo Boy. Tuxedo Boy was my name. My skin was naturally a tuxedo. Ooh,
that's probably going to go, find go that account. On our TikTok now.
Keep your eyes out for that.
Yeah. I'm going to go find your account.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to go search up Tuxedo Boy on YouTube and see if I can find it.
Nice.
And I'm going to share it to Bree.
Please do. Thanks for, it was good to learn about some video games, guys. I do not know much, so thanks for that.
So good. We're bringing back a segment today.
Yep.
Welcome to Local Legends, the part of the show where we catch up with awesome people doing cool stuff for our community. They might not be famous, but around here, they're kind of a big deal. Let's get into it. So, Bree.
Hi, guys.
So good. Bree's our local legend. Yeah. Another person, Bree. Yeah, give it up. Shop, Bree.
That's dry.
Yeah. Thanks, Solon. Yeah, super stoked to be here, guys. I love yapping about myself. It's like my favourite topic.
Oh, no. What have we done, team?
Besides me, obviously.
Okay, Dylan, thanks for that. Should we get started, team?
Yeah.
Stoked to be here.
So, what's a hobby or interest that you've picked up most recently?
Something I've gotten into recently has been mountain biking. I got this Oosh mountain bike, and there's some great places around Dunedin to, like, mountain bike. Like, we've got some amazing, like, community mountain biking things. And it's been so fun to just, like, zoom down the hills.
Fair
and
enough.
Like, bike. And I've got, I'm cheating a little bit. I've got, like, an e-light bike. So it's got a little bit of
keywords, cheating a little bit. Come on, Bree, be honest. Be honest.
No, it's not a full electric bike. I've ridden full electric bikes. They are weapons. And, I do not have one. But, yeah, mountain biking is sick. And what I've gone into at the moment.
It's an awesome hobby.
Yeah, it's sick.
Real awesome.
All right, so if you were to have dinner with three people, any three people, dead or alive, who would you pick? Who would you invite?
Yeah, I really don't know. This is like one of my least favorite questions. I'm just going to go with Jennifer Lawrence because I love the Hunger Games.
Fair enough.
Dylan O'Brien because I had a massive crush on him growing up in school. He was like my screensaver for like 3 years. And, who else? I'm going to go with, I'll do some historical figure. No, I don't like history.
That's
I'm
so
gonna
sad.
I'm going to go with, we'll go with figure. I'm just going to go with Jesus, like Noah. I mean, I just think it'd be oosh to like meet Jesus.
Free wine.
Yeah.
I mean, am I wrong?
Oh, have you seen that meme where Jesus is at a restaurant with his 12 mates and he's like, the waiter's like, so what do you guys want? And Jesus is like, we'll just have some water. And they just start cracking up. Yeah. All the noise. Sorry for interrupting, but that's pretty funny.
Water.
Some water.
Water.
Yeah. Yep. So that's me.
Fair enough.
Right.
So, what's something you love about your community?
Something I love about my community, apart from the Maccas, is just the people there. I've been loving to get to know the like Greater Green Island community. My cousins grew up there, so I was running around, biking around the area. And I haven't actually, before I got this job as a youth worker, I hadn't been back in a while. And I really love just getting back around in this like community that I feel like I partially grew up in. So that's been really sick.
Nice.
That's awesome.
All right. So what is one local issue or challenge that you would love to see change? I got it right.
Thanks, Dylan. Can talk. One issue I think that I'd love to see changed challenge is what's a hard one. I'd just love to see just like more kids out about in the streets and like having fun and doing cool stuff. As much as I love my phone, I feel like so many people just spend their time inside. And I was one of those teenagers that spent a lot of the time on devices, on phones, and I've loved getting outside more and doing more things now. So I just think that is something that I just...
I'm still that teenager.
Love. Yeah. I think it's great, but I also think people need to go outside and touch some grass.
Yeah.
No!
Hey, you're outside grass. Now doing stuff.
Eat
so.
Some dirt. Not outside. This is...
Yeah, we're inside,
room.
But we're... doing cool stuff, so
we're not on technology.
Well, yeah, we are.
Well, not like stuff. Entertainment technology.
Yeah.
It's more
so
of
that
a
is what I just love to see.
Brain rot.
More.
This ain't brain rot.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, it kind of it definitely could be. Yeah.
All right. So, fun question this time: if you had to be trapped in a TV show for a week, which one would you choose?
Oh.
TV show.
Yeah.
Dylan reckons he already knows the answer.
You know the answer. I don't think
I bet
you do.
I know the answer. Okay. Hold on.
You should write it down. Write it down.
Write it down.
I don't have a pen.
There's a pen. Okay.
Don't show her, but write it down.
And I'm going to have a think. What TV shows am I watching?
Wait, what was
that? Oh, I know what it is. 100%. I got a great one.
Wait.
You're not going to get it wrong. You don't even know I like this TV show.
Hold on.
Hurry up.
Maybe he does.
No, he doesn't.
Definitely not.
He's trying to connect to your brain.
He's not gonna.
All right, Bree, I think he's written it down.
Yeah. Okay, my TV show that I'd love to be part of would for a week.
Yeah, I'm
just to be
one.
Smallville, because that is my favourite TV show ever.
Why Smallville?
And it has it's Superman, and I love him, and it's a great TV, a great plot.
What did you write?
Oh, I wrote Hunger Games because
it's not a TV show.
It's a movie.
I thought it was a TV show.
No,
it's a movie. I thought they had a TV show.
It's a movie. Good guess, Dylan. You should have owned it.
Thanks for that, guys.
But
crumbs.
We have raced through our time for the allotted for the podcast, so we better wrap things up. That's been a lot of fun, so we better wrap it up, boys.
Yeah, that's us for the episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened, you know, in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear us in the next fortnight and see ya.
See ya later.
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.